You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
This week, I thought it might be a good time to talk about medicine waste, as I suspect we all have some old medicines knocking around at home. Elizabeth, you were telling me about some figures you've got to illustrate the scale of the problem.
Yes, I'm obviously in Scotland, and the health board I'm in is called Greater Glasgow. Now, they've supplied me with a figure of medicine waste of £100,000 per day. Now, clearly, if that figure is extrapolated up to include all health boards and regional authorities in England, that makes eye-watering amounts of funds that could be used for something else.
Would you give us an idea of what that sort of money might buy in terms of health services?
Yes, Toby, £100,000 would pay for 40 cataract operations. Now, I think that's particularly relevant for your listeners, Toby. And it would also buy 6 hip replacements or 4 kidney transplants. And in terms of nursing, then that's a day's wages for more than 700 nurses or 200 consultants.
I suspect the question is, why do we end up with all this medication waste?
It's multifactorial, Toby. One example is a patient being on a medicine long term where maybe they're unaware why they're taking it. Possibly it should be stopped. Overordering, asking the question, do I need to reorder this medicine? Except for Christmas and holidays, patients shouldn't really need to order too far in advance. Of course, you should always finish a course of antibiotics, for example. You'll probably feel better after about 40 hours, but you must take the full course. Another example might be a blood pressure tablet. And sometimes you start off maybe on a small dose, like, say, Ramipril 2.5, and we call it titrating up. So the next time you go to the doctor, they might put it up to 5 milligrams. So the answer is you need to use up your 2.5s rather than waste medicine. I think health professionals, both GPs and pharmacists, can play a part by reviewing the medicines that patients are taking. And giving us the time to do these reviews would hopefully mean patients are on the right medicines and taking them at the right time. Your local community pharmacist is a great starting point. Ask them if they can help. And often a pharmacist within a GP practice has access to medical notes and therefore can review historical medication. Of course, that has to be part of their work plan. So reviews, which I think are probably the most important thing, can be done if properly resourced.
Elizabeth, what happens with unopened medicines when they're returned to the pharmacy?
Pharmacists are not able to reuse these medicines, and so they are destroyed.
And I suppose a bit of an obvious question, why can't they be reused?
Would you, Toby, like to use a medicine that isn't 100%? This is the problem with return medicines. We can't guarantee they are totally safe. An example might be they've been sitting on a shelf with the sun coming in a window. That increased temperature may well degrade the medicine. I suppose the question is, how can we tell absolutely what's happened to the medicine in the intervening period?
Finally, Elizabeth, do you think that the fact that people don't pay for their medicines in Scotland makes a difference at all?
I did ask that question of the people that have helped me with some of the examples here, and I believe there isn't really much difference with the amount of waste between Scotland and England. I know there have been some groups in, let's say, wealthier areas in Scotland suggesting that patients should pay for medicines like paracetamol. But with the philosophy that all NHS services should be free at the point of contact, I don't think things are going to change very soon.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W is ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, thank you, as always, Elizabeth, for chatting again with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.